Good evening, everyone. My name is Marshall Piccinini. I'm the chief of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Erie, and my Erie office covers all seven counties of Northwest Pennsylvania, and this is one of those counties. And I didn't know coming here this evening whether this would be a room with about five people who may not be interested in this topic. And as disturbing as the topic is, I'm so glad that so many of you came out. Because what we're seeing throughout Western Pennsylvania, on an even larger scale in our southern counties, is the massive epidemic that's been discussed so far. You know, in Pennsylvania alone, more than 2,342 overdose deaths. It's incredible. You can't pick another thing that's going on in society that's killing that many people. If you just go over to your sister county in Erie, they're talking all the time about gang violence and shootings. Eight shootings, but 83 people die from an overdose, almost all of those overdoses being heroin or opiate related. This problem has spread across Western Pennsylvania, and so my role in the U.S. Attorney's Office is to work closely with my federal law enforcement partners to prosecute those cases that we can't appropriately in federal court. But it goes beyond that. What's more significant is our ability to take our resources across the country and see if we can help communities resolve these problems in smarter and better ways. And so the U.S. Attorney, Dave Hickton, who's stationed in Pittsburgh, he chaired the heroin task force in Pittsburgh itself for Western Pennsylvania, and he is now the actual national chair of the heroin awareness task force, which has put Western Pennsylvania out front of the heroin issue. And so I wanted to share with you very quickly the areas that this community needs to focus, and I'm really excited about the things I already see you doing. The one is enforcement, and we can talk about enforcement a lot, but Jim and I would agree that you are not going to arrest your way out of your heroin epidemic. You're not. What you have in this community are folks using heroin, but they didn't start with heroin. A lot of them started drinking, smoking pot, popping pills. And the source of that pot and pills are other local sources. But you know, the source of the oxycodones is your medicine cabinet. Your medicine cabinet in your home, or your medicine cabinet in a home where somebody else can break in and steal it. You know, I learned a couple weeks ago at a DEA training, here in the United States, with regard to oxycodone, if you go across the country, who are the top 10 countries that abuse this painkiller, which really is prescription heroin? China, 50 kilos. That's number eight. Number two, we'll get right to number one. Number two, the United Kingdom, 200 kilos. The United States of America, 79,400 kilos of oxycodone. Are we really in that much more pain than anyone else in the world that we need to be using and abusing these prescription drugs at that level? You can answer the question for yourself. But prescription opiates are the precursor to the abuse of heroin. And so you as a community have to decide, if we can't arrest and police our way out of this, and your police agency is going to do everything they can to do what they can to stop the source of drugs coming. But if you don't work in these other areas together with your partners, you're not going to solve the problem. And number one is awareness. Tonight is an example, the best example of awareness. Grow across the community. Get the word out about this disease that has impacted your community. The disease of addiction is what's killing these kids. That's what it is. So get awareness out. All the materials available on the table. Make yourself aware of what to look for. Some of you have teens, kids in their 20s, like I have three. Do you know what a teen or how teens abuse medicine? You'll be amazed at how it happens, and it might be happening right under your nose. Look at the table and see all the ways in which medicines are being abused. I can tell you, in Erie, in the mall, a mother of a heroin addict victim is passionate about this now today. And then with a similar team that you guys have assembled here in McCain County, in the mall is a mock teen's bedroom that you could go and visit, and you can actually see the telltale signs of abuse that may exist. So you need to continue to increase awareness about this topic. And it's not just about the abuse of the drugs, but it's about the topic of addiction. truth of the matter is that these aren't just heroin users, these bunch of junkies who you just want to get out of your community. The truth of the matter is that these drugs and opiates discriminate in no way. They don't care how wealthy you are, how old you are, how poor you are. They don't care. When you're an addict, you suffer from a disease. And that disease is not something that you can just stop because everybody in this room wants you to stop. And so you need to increase awareness about the disease of addiction that is impacting your community. But while you're doing that, actually go out and talk about recovery. The notion of folks who are addicted becoming healthy in the recovery. What can you do as a community to embrace healthy recovery? If you're not willing to do it, the young folks in this community will not recover. So you need to get over the notion that we just need to get rid of all these addicts and see if you're a community that will embrace Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, Celebrate Recovery. Are you willing to do and make this community a safe place for someone who is an addict to turn their life around? But that's not all you need to do is to increase awareness. You also need to work with your treatment providers as a team across the community, from your EMT folks all the way to your docs, and increase your work on prevention. How do we prevent? And then how do we intervene? How do we engage in healthy treatment? And again, how do we focus on recovery? And you know, when it comes to the whole treatment thing, going to a 28-day program, and this just comes from my own personal knowledge in my own life, from family members who are currently in recovery. Going to a 28-day treatment program is barely even the start. Go to rehab, get detoxed, go to treatment. Guess what, when you leave treatment, guess what's likely? If you don't have a plan in place and a healthy community to recover, you are going to relapse. And your community needs to know it. Sending someone to treatment for 30 days is relatively meaningless. It is a start. But you need much more than that. Recovery is extraordinarily important. You need to actually work in a community from a treatment standpoint to actually be able to do a warm handoff of individuals from detox to inpatient treatment to a healthy outpatient, long-term, healthy recovery. There can't be any gaps in between the provision of those services because what's going to happen in those gaps is relapse and reuse. So what I provided to your county is the U.S. Attorney's Working Group on Overdose and Addiction Report and Recommendations. Your county folks already have this. It's a template to use for your community to focus on the areas of prevention, intervention, treatment, and recovery. And if you're here tonight and either you're in recovery or you have the skill set associated with these things or you just want to help, you need to not just come to a meeting to listen and take information. You need to be willing, as I think you are because you're here, to leave here tonight and provide your services. Because this isn't just going to impact the families of the addict. This is going to devastate everything. Because when you need cash to pay $40 for a pill, guess where you're going to go to get it? You got to steal it from somebody else. And so these things impact the community across the board. Our office is committed to partnering with the DEA and the locals and with your district attorney. We are providing trainings across the region from a law enforcement perspective. We're going to host a training coming up on June 2nd in the National Forest for our four western counties. We had a training last week in Erie for three of my, these are the eastern counties, for the western counties. And we're going to continue to provide training and coordinate our heroin investigations, including the creation of a fusion center north of Pittsburgh, where we are sharing all of the data and information about every heroin overdose that has occurred so that we can connect the dots to the major sources of supply and see if we can, in a more functional way, attack that. So thank you for being here tonight. And I'm excited about what you're about to do, because you wouldn't be here if you weren't willing to actually stand up and do something. So thank you.